This is Northwest News from KPLU. State lawmakers may now have mere weeks to solve an issue that's vexed them for years. They're trying to figure out how the state can pick up the tab for costs that school districts currently cover with local property taxes. But as KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes tells us, that is no easy task.
For one thing, the political stakes are high. Ask Medina Democrat Ross Hunter. He's the House budget chair.
It would be very easy to characterize any of these proposals as the biggest property tax increase in state history. It would be a false characterization.
Against that backdrop, consider Puyallup Republican Bruce Dammeyer's plan to overhaul how local levies fund schools. At its heart is a so-called levy swap. It would lower local property tax rates, but state property tax rates would go up. That way, the state could cover costs local districts shouldn't have to, like teacher salaries. That addresses a key part of the state Supreme Court's McCleary decision. Dammeyer says change is long overdue.
The system was never intended to do what we've been asking it to do. It is breaking down.
But for his part, Hunter would rather the legislature take 2 years to address the long list of property tax problems one at a time rather than pass a total overhaul now. But with the state in contempt over McCleary, Dammeyer says that might not pass muster with the high court. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.